about Bugsy Siegel and Mickey Cohen and the gambling boats and stuff to you?
Yeah, I photographed Mickey several times when he was arrested, but the one time I remember, this was, yeah, when he was going big, just before they started to nail him down. He was picked up one night. Mickey got along fine with everybody, you know. He was newsman's pal. He talked to all of us. Hi, how you doing? You know, I mean, the man well met around town.
The story I heard was he used to be a newsboy. Is that right?
Yeah, it seems to me that that was a story. Yeah, there was another fellow about the same time that was a newsboy's buddy, but Mickey. No, he had a lot of charm. Mickey, in my book, was, you know, was an actor. He was George Raft in the flesh. You know, a real gangster type guy that everybody liked. Always well dressed, happy. And us guys, we all got along with him. I liked him. And he was easier to work with than people like Frank Sinatra and these guys that came along later. But Mickey never, I never felt that he kidded himself about who he was or what he was. You know what I mean? We'd say, Mick, can we get a picture of this or that? One night, the thing that I remember, that's so funny, is that one night he was picked up, and I was still on the beat that night. And we went to the jail, and we made pictures of him going in, and the guys were betting and saying, how long do you think he's going to be in here? And we bet 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and I forget what it was, but it wasn't but a few minutes, and here he was coming out. We was making a shot of him coming out, and that's the way the paper used it. Mickey Cohen arrested for 2 minutes. Here he's going in, and here he's coming out, which I thought was pretty funny.